won't hold me tonight. If this town is just an apple, then let me take a bite. If they say why, tell them that it's human nature. I'm watching. She likes the way I stare. If they say why, tell them that it's human nature. Why, do they do it that way? If they say why, tell them that it's human nature. Why, does he do it that way? City's heart begins to beat. Reaching out, I touch her shoulder. I'm dreaming of a street. If they say why, tell them that it's human nature. Why, does he do it that way? If they say
I am not in love, but I'm open to persuasion. East or west, where's the best for romancing with a friend? I can smile, but with a lover I could hold my head back. Took me dancing across the floor, cheek to cheek, but with a lover I could really move, I could really dance, really dance, really dance, really dance. I could really move. Now if I can feel the sun in the rain on my face, why can't I feel love? Really love, really love, really love, really love, really love, 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 love,
Let me wrap you in my warm All right. CKUT 90.3 FM. It's Out of the Void Radio right now. Coming to you at about 2:14 in the morning out of New York City. I'm here with two super close friends of mine. Who do I got to my right?
Hi, Magnus.
Yeah, it's good to have you here, Magnus. You've been on the show, I think, twice? Once? How many times have you been on the show?
Once in Baltimore, I think.
How does it feel to be back on the radio in Montreal?
It feels super great. I'm really happy to be here, and I'm glad that you're here, too.
Yeah, it's super nice to, you know, have you on this show. It's really cool. I met Magnus on this trip in New York, and been traveling around the U.S., went to Pittsburgh, hung out with Magnus there, went to Miami, hung out with Magnus there. Did we hang out anywhere else? And New York, yeah. And, yeah, I said Pittsburgh. Anyways, I got another very special friend in the room, special guest on this episode. Who do I got right there? Introduce yourself. There's your microphone.
Jordan 182.
How's it going, Jordan 182?
It's pretty shitty, but I'm chilling.
You gotta talk a bit closer to your microphone.
It's shitty. Everything is shitty.
Yeah, why is everything shitty?
No, I'm having a good day.
Yeah, today was a great day. You know, we walked around Chinatown, New York.
Yeah, I'm
walked around.
A Hello Kitty necklace.
He almost bought a Hello Kitty necklace, but he didn't. Anyways, Jordy is a cool person to have on this show. You know, he does a lot of things in life. He makes clothes. He does graffiti, skateboards. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Give us a little bit of an introduction.
On what?
On yourself. But speak closely into the microphone, and don't watch skate videos while you do it.
I like to skateboard, and like skating, super sick. I don't know. I don't really like too much stuff.
Closer to the microphone.
I don't like too much stuff, I guess, besides like what I've always liked. So like I'm just super into like I like Blink-182 and like shitty skate punk music and like skateboarding. And, like, making graphics on my computer and shit.
Hell yeah.
I don't know. I like lots of stuff, you know?
Yeah, you do. That's kind of why I have you on this show is that, you know, you like a lot of stuff. I like to have interesting people that like a lot of stuff, people that I love also, and I do love this guy.
Fuck yeah.
And on the topic of love, it's pretty funny and cheesy that we swing right into it, but Valentine's Day was pretty much yesterday, 2 days ago. It's technically the 16th, but it's the night of the 15th. But yeah, Valentine's Day was yesterday. Always wanted to have a special Valentine's Day episode, play a bunch of love songs. So aside from interviewing Jordy on this episode and having him spew some nonsense, drink his beers, and talk about graffiti and whatever else he wants to talk about, we're also going to play love songs only and talk about love.
I'm going to spin some fucking tracks. Some love
Hell yeah. Track. Jordy's going to spin some love tracks, Magnus is going to throw some on, and I'm going to throw some on.
I love that shit.
We're all going to throw our favorite love tracks on tonight's episode. So if you're with a loved one, whether it's, you know, your partner, your cat, your stuffed animal, whatever it is that you love, tonight's the night for you to just take that all in and feel that love with all this music that we're about to play. We played like 4 tracks right now. Jordy picked the first one. What'd we hear as the first track? But speak right into your microphone. You can't forget that.
I wanted to play Human Nature by Michael Jackson. Like, because I clicked the like button. Like, I'm on SoundCloud and stuff, you know? Like, you like what you want to add to your shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, a few years ago, I started, like, listening to Jason Dill, like, through FA. Mm-hmm. Like, podcast, live TED Talk podcast. I don't know what the fuck. It's not a TED Talk. I don't even know what a TED Talk is.
TED Talk. We could just go with that, though.
But, no, so it's like Jason Dill just talking about shit, and he had, like, Earl on, and he played that shit on that, and I was like, damn, be cool, like, that this song is cool. It'd be cool to, like, play some cool music on some shit. And I was
yeah.
Like, fuck it, run it.
Yeah, it's the first thing you thought of.
Yeah,
Does it have a special love significance to you? You know, does it make you think of anything, of anyone, any object, any activity?
I think I like romanticized songs that make me feel creative, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I spend, like, it's, like, if you ever like are addicted to drugs, you're just like chasing that feeling that like you only got like from like a few good fixes of a drug or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and you're like a whole junkie now trying to like reminisce on like some times when you just felt hella good off that drug or whatever. And I feel like I just feel good when I finally have an idea that doesn't suck ass.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like just chasing another cool ass idea and I have like a bunch of bunk ones.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I don't know.
It's part like, of the creative process.
I don't think
you
it's
know?
Necessarily.
There's a lot of ideas.
Yeah, I don't know.
But it's cool to hear that that song makes you think of those things right there.
It just makes me think of times when I thought of cool shit and like tried to make it happen, I guess. I don't know. It's
Word.
A dope song.
Hell yeah. Then I put a track on. It doesn't really have a special significance to me or anything like that. It's just a nice, smooth, good old love track. And it's called Love and Affection by Joanne Arma Trading. And then we heard another one that Magnus chose to put on. What did we hear, Magnus?
It's called I Want to Be Yours by John Cooper Clark.
Does it have a special significance to you?
Fucking JCC, let's go, baby.
I just think it's really sweet and tender. And you can listen to it alone and still feel really loved.
Oh yeah, that's what we all want out of love songs, you know, is to feel that nice loving feeling. And I think the Arctic Monkeys also made a cover of it, right, on their album there, that famous album AM.
I found it through the Arctic Monkeys song, actually.
Yeah, I knew the Arctic Monkeys version first also. And then I played one more track. It's my favorite, personal favorite love track. It's called Warm and Tender Love by Percy Sledge. Percy Sledge is a super cool soul artist, rest in peace, makes some beautiful music. And that song has, I have a big personal connection to that song. I listen to it in a lot of relationships that I've been in, and it just makes me feel some things, has that warm and tender feeling to it, and just makes me reminisce on some really nice, special times. So
that's dope.
Hell yeah. It's a very special song, and it's
cool to remember, like, there was a time, I'm sorry to cut you off.
But speak right into your mic.
There was a time, like, I was just, like, so fucked up on Xanax. Like, I would just do, like, Xanax all the time. And, like, I probably had hella, I definitely did, have sick-ass memories. Because it's, like, when I started writing graffiti and shit,
mm-hmm.
it's, like, all the shit also fucking happened. Like, my mom died the same time I did that. And I was, like, cool, these pills make me not feel or remember anything, and I feel as though I just bossed up in the meanwhile of taking it, and now it's like makes everything easy and like less scary. I'm gonna do this,
and now
I just do it without that. Like, I'll get kind of drunk, I guess.
Yeah. but like, you don't do much Xanax anymore.
I do not. Yeah, no.
Yeah, and you just get that warm and tender feeling from special company and good music.
I just like, yeah, I think it's more, dude. I was just sick of being like. Dude, I was a kook, like, stone cold, wacko, fuck this dude kook, and that shit just kind of sucks. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
We live
I'm cool now, though, you know?
Now you got lots of love surrounding you.
But it's sick to remember, like, yo, that night was dope, that entire night, like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, blacking out and shit is fucking lame, dude.
We could talk more about it later on the show, you know, we just got into it, we should get into those deep conversations a bit later, gotta start off a bit light. But
this bed is mad comfy, dude. I don't have a bed frame either.
Hell yeah, it is hella comfy.
I get dogged for it, like OD, like because I don't have sheets on my bed ever.
Well,
either.
It's the classic meme, you know. It's like that, just the skateboarder dude doesn't have a bed frame and just sleeps on a mattress on the floor. I guess.
I feel like
Jordy kind of embodies this dude. I've met Jordy on this trip, also, even though we've been friends for like 5 years now over the internet, which is
the
pretty
internet,
crazy.
Dude, internet the friends. Metaverse.
Yeah, over the metaverse, we were friends for 5 years. Finally met on this trip I've been on for the past 3 months. Met him when I stopped in Pittsburgh. He housed me in Pittsburgh. Super sweet dude. Lives with his dad. His dad is great.
Shout out, Steve.
And yeah, Jordy is just kind of a meme. You know, he's the skater dude, does graffiti, lives with his dad, and his room is just covered in tags. And
I don't want to, like,
just
yeah.
fingerboards all the time. But
fingerboarding's tight.
Great dude. Super cool dude. And I'm stoked to pick your brain on this episode and hear what you got to say about all the things
you do. I don't
want to
be thought of as a meme.
You're a meme, but it's good.
I feel like, no, because, yo, Fonto told me that shit. He's like, yo, like, you're like, I just feel like you're like a meme in, like, the dopest way. And I was just like, memes are, like, dope for sure, like. When I'm sad and, like, shit, I'd be like, yo, that meme was fucking beast.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, yo, like, there's parts of, like I'm 26 now, right? And it's, like, I do all this stupid, childish bullshit, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I hate working hard. I hate normal shit, I guess. Like, no, I like to work hard, but it's just, like, I have arthritis and shit, too, and, like, skate, so, like, I was, like, painting houses for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the homie Miles.
He's, like, shout out.
Skate homie, employed me for a couple paychecks, you know.
Word.
It's all love. I fucking was mowing lawns for most of the last year. My homie Liam, shout out, fucking gave me some bread, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, honest work, but, yo, like, I'd be, like, I'd just break down crying in, like, some stupid field that's just so long on a push mower.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking, like, 70 degrees. I'm just, like...
From the pain?
Dude, fucking pain, dude.
Yeah.
Life is pain.
Life is pain.
Trying to make minimum wage when you're minimum wage. Or, like, I don't know. I was just making, like, $9 an hour fucking, like, mowing, like... The biggest lawns you could ever fathom for stupid white rich people.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would, like, go into the inner city, too, and do all the slumlord shits and, like, get smacked in the eyes with rocks and glass and shit with my weed whacker and mm-hmm. shit. Can't smoke weed. Can't make funny jokes. No, you can't, actually. I mean, I don't know. It was a chill job, but I'm just, like... Art's super cool. I'd like to do something with it.
Hell yeah. It's what you love, you know. This
but
is
if I have to keep working shitty jobs, then, you know, we're going to run it.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Fuck it. Anyways, we're at the start of the episode. It's about 2:25 in the morning. Still got about an hour and a half to go. Might as well get back into the music. Don't want to, you know, turn away our listeners right now. You got to capture those ears with those good tunes. So we should get back into some nice, nice, smooth love tracks.
I want to smoke weed, dude.
Yeah, you got to.
Is that chill?
Yeah, it's totally chill. It's legal. It's Canada. Doesn't matter. What?
Canada?
Yeah, it's legal in Canada.
But we're in America.
We're in America, but this episode is airing in Montreal.
Oh, so
on,
like,
the radio in Montreal.
So, like, girls that I used to talk to, like, can't listen to this?
In Montreal? Or where?
Like, if... Let's just
put the mic
say,
closer to your mouth.
Let's just say, maybe, like, so if I talk about love and relationships,
yes,
only Canadian people and such,
yeah, can hear
okay,
it live.
That's tight.
Or people that decide to stream it on the internet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Tight.
But anyways, let's get back into the music. But before we do that, you got any quick shout out you want to make to any lovers out there, any ladies, any ex-lovers, before
yeah,
you can make a different shout out every
shout
time.
Shout out to all of my exes for putting up to me, or putting up with me for, you know, with some sort of, like, capacity. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. You're all beautiful women. Fuck yeah, dude.
All right, well, let's get back into it. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. This is Out of the Void Radio, special episode with my friend Jordan 182.
Scoop.
And my homie Magnus. It's about 2:27 in the morning. Let's get back into the music.
The price of rent will not stop going up.
This is Magnus. I just wanted to dedicate this song to my really sweet boyfriend, Elias.
The sweetest boy in the world.
Da 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 Downtown, walking fast, faces pass, and I'm homebound. Staring blankly ahead, just making my way through the crowd. And I need you, and I miss you, and now I wonder if I could fall into the sky. Do you think time went past me by? 'Cause you know I'd walk 1,000 miles if I can just see you tonight. There's always times like these when I think of you and I wonder if you ever think of me. I need you, and I miss you, and now I wonder if I could fall into the sky. Do you think time went past me by now? 'Cause you know I'd walk 1,000 miles if I can just see you tonight. Fast, faces pass, and I'm homebound.
still need you, and I still miss you. And now I wonder if I could fall into the sky. Do you think time would pass us by? And you know I'd walk a thousand miles if I could just see you. If I could fall into the sky, do you think time would pass me by? Cause you know I'd walk a thousand miles if I could just see you. If I can just hold you.
All right, this is a classic speaking over the beat type beat. So here we go. CKUT 90.3 FM. It's Out of the Void here at about 2:47 in the morning. Haven't been on the mic for a while, but got a lot to say with my friend Jordy over here and with Magnus to my right.
G-Johns? So fire, bro.
Yeah, G-Johns is pretty funny.
This is the shit right now. Like,
for those that don't know who G-Johns is, who's G-Johns?
G-Johns is, he just provides a curriculum.
Of?
I don't know how to be, like, I guess it's like how to be like a true G or some shit. It like objectifies women a lot. It's like freaky. It might be fake, but I don't know. Check out G-Johns. Big shout out, G-Johns USA. I don't even know, dude. Shouts out.
Anyways, we just heard about four tracks. We heard Be My Lover by La Bouche. That was Magnus that put that track on, and it was dedicated to her very sweet and gentle boyfriend, Elias. You got anything else you want to say about the track or Elias?
Well, the other day we were trying to figure out which songs were our songs, and I think we forgot to mention this one. So I remembered it and wanted to play it on this radio.
Nice. Yeah, I'm happy you got to play it. Did you guys have a nice Valentine's Day? Share your love with one another?
We did. We had a really nice meal that we made together. It was really sweet.
Nice. That sounds really sweet. And then we had another track by John who put it on. It was Rip It Up by Orange Juice. John, what's that loving significance to you right there?
Dude, that song is actually just is hella jiggy, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
My really good homie Hunter, just like skate homie, he works at 1UP Skate Shop, a local shop where I'm from. We have two, 1UP Skate Shop in the south side, and we have Radio Skate Shop in the east end.
Mm-hmm.
Both awesome places. Shouts out to both of them.
Shouts out. Yeah, I went to that south side one.
Yeah, yeah. See, we chill there because Hunter, he works there, and that's just my friend, you know? Hang out a lot, skate, listen to music totally just high as fuck together, and then... So I got that one for him, though. I got a DUI, and I'm paying fines and living at home, as you know, and shit. So he also gets the short end of that stick a lot and drives me back home.
But shout out to Hunter. It's a homie that you love, so that song's dedicated to him.
Yeah, I guess, dude. I listen to it a lot.
It's sick.
It does make me feel like hella crazy. It's sick. Sick.
Nice. And then I played 1,000 Miles by Vanessa Carlton. Classic love song. Just played it for fun. You know, it's a fun song. No personal attachment.
That should have me singing.
And then we had Only Love Can Break Your Heart by Saint Etienne. Magnus put it on. Special song to Magnus,
songs
apparently.
To come on.
Your songs will come on. But right. Before we get into those songs, we could, I don't know, talk about some things that you do in life. One of the things you do, I guess, is graffiti, which is an interesting topic to talk about. You know, not a lot of people like to talk about it, so yeah. It's cool that you're going to talk about it right now and provide some knowledge to the youth.
I mean, yeah, if the youth is listening, bro, listen up, boys.
All right, well, I don't know. How do I start asking you about this, I guess? How'd you get into it? How long ago did you start, and what drew you to doing graffiti?
Graffiti, I don't know. I was always like hella fat and like a huge bitch just like my whole life. So like, I don't know, but I was into like, I thought tight shit was tight, you know what I mean? But I was just like a suburban like pussy bitch. Like my parents got divorced. So I was just like,
and shit, I don't know, like a pretty normal like suburban just like nerdy kid.
And I was just like, fuck, skating would be tight, but like I'm afraid of falling and getting hurt. And then I was like, whoa.
Like, my mom, or wait, like, back up, pause. My mom and my dad are, like, divorced or whatever, so I'm, like,
10 years old or some shit, and my mom takes me to this place called Hard Rock Cafe. I think there used to be one in Pittsburgh. If there's not one there still, I don't know. It's fucking, that shit's probably bread. I don't have money to go eat there again on my own, so.
Yeah.
That was the only time I've been there, but this dude's, like, hitting on my mom, like, crazy tough, like. And I'm just like, kind of sus. And he's just like, kind of peeps that I'm like peeping like, yo, like stop talking to my mom. That's like mad weak. Like I'm trying to eat and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And like, he's like, what's your name, dude? And I was like, you know, told him my name and shit. And yeah. I don't know. He just came back with like this weird like 2000s like blocky like cracked like just like graffiti style of my name. Like this dude that was hitting on my mom. I don't remember what he wrote at the time because I knew he had like I guess tagged it too.
Mm-hmm.
But I was super stoked, and I remember I was wearing like a Mark Echoes getting up, like, cause me and my homie Luke in fifth grade.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where you're at, Luke, but I hope you're doing good. We would fucking play like getting up in like a like fucking aggressive rollerblade. Like his mom would just like day drink and like just like bitch at us while we like took part like parts of the crib apart to like make just stupid rails and like just be, I don't know, it was fried, but it was hella fun. And so we would play that game hella much, and like that's kind of how I got like into graffiti essentially. And then I just got obsessed with like fucking, I just thought it was so beast, like.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that,
what about it?
I don't know, I guess like, because I got into it through like I guess a video game aspect, so shit was like, in my mind shit was sweet. Like I was like, this is all cool, like I could be like trained, like I don't have to be like a fat nerd, I could be like a cool graph writer, you know what I mean, or whatever.
You could be, yeah.
And fucking and I always did art and shit my whole life. Like my mom would just get drunk and like I just would just like Adult Swim would play all night. I'd like listen to like Jay Dilla fucking and Flying Lotus. I'm like,
mm-hmm,
7 years old just in Adult Swim bumps. I'm like, shit is fucking beast, yo. Like what? And like I don't know, but I don't even know what that means, you know what I'm saying? I got like first, mm-hmm, grade the next day or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But like so I would just watch like hella much cartoons and shit, so I always had like hella like, you know, like Trigun and Cowboy Bebop, home movies, fucking all
classics,
all this crazy shit. Like shouts out to my dad for like copping me for like 2006 like birth, like Christmas or something. I got like a little DVD player. And homie got me Aqua Teen Hunger Force. Oh, wait, am I, can you hear me?
Yeah, you're good.
Sorry, I've never done this. I thought you meant I had to be quiet.
No, you're good.
I'm like hella annoying.
But yeah, that's a pretty interesting, cool way to get into graph. And yeah, now it's been, what, 5 years since you've been doing it?
Whenever. So, like, my mom died in, like, 2016, which is when I was like, fuck this shit, I'm just going to do it. Well, actually, no, because I was starting it, like, right... like right before then, and I had gotten arrested. Like I took a duffel bag into a Kmart.
Yeah.
Cause my grandma had died, who had raised me while my parents would fight and shit or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, fuck this shit. Like, you know, and like just fucking just tried to like steal hella many spray paints.
Yeah.
Fucking cans, like hella much spray paint, and like just like totally got slayed, dude. By what's it called? Fucking those pussies.
The pussy people that get yell at you.
LPs.
Stealing shit, yeah.
Yeah, LPs.
Yeah, loss prevention's fucking whack, dude. So I got in trouble for that, and, like, I remember trying to do straight letters while my mom, like, kind of sat and rapped with me while I was doing the stupid, like, expunge, like, online class.
Mm-hmm.
To expunge it. I don't know. Like, so she was always cool and shit, but then she passed away, and then I actually started doing it, you know what I mean?
As
not
like
not because of my, because I want to be fucking dope as shit.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel dope as shit now? 5 years later?
No.
6 years later, know. I guess.
I think I'm starting to like fix a lot of shit I messed up in the past by either being fucking too whack to realize like what I had in front of me, or just kind of being like young and sad and pissed and like on drugs and not getting the big picture of what I really want to do, which is like I guess just fucking hang out with my fucking friends and like my I love my friends. That's like all I really care about. So,
and do you find like graffiti has brought you a lot closer with your friends?
Yeah, I met hella good people. I've met weirdos too, you know, but I'm weird, I guess.
Yeah, we're all weird.
But it's like, hey, weird. Some people are just you know, like they're not bad people, they're just different from me. And then like some people I've met and I'm like, this is the dopest fool. Like, this dude is so fucking money, dude. He's so funny and boss, and his, mm-hmm, fucking outlines are beast, and he's sick.
Definitely.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's cool. Through graffiti, you can meet all types of people, you know, from all different walks of life.
That's how I feel about skating, too, and I fucking talk crazy because I just, like, have had, like, timeless eras with certain people that I don't see as much. I mean, my friend Isaac White,
mm-hmm,
always used to say beast and boss. things like that were kind of like gamer cringe.
Yeah.
But like in on purpose. Way, like to be aware of it.
Uh-huh.
And then obviously like, I don't know, like obviously if you stick a good kickflip like back nose slide like on a ledge, like that's beast.
Definitely.
Boss, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So like I'm just instilled with like every part of me is just a little bit of a friend.
Definitely.
I'm my own person too. That, you know what I'm saying? But like
mm-hmm.
I learned a lot and like my comedy, like what I think's funny and shit, it all derives from these fools I've met and think are like really fucking sick ass fucking people, dude.
Mm-hmm.
They're just the homies. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I guess everyone's a mix of the best parts of everyone that they meet.
That's wild. I guess I was saying that earlier.
Yeah. You're being less wild and your hand styles are getting better and better. So
yeah.
You got some clean hands, you know.
Falling asleep in the middle of a fucking one-liner.
Hold on, you gotta put the mic closer to your face.
Falling asleep in the middle of a one-liner.
Yeah.
It's me.
It's 2017, definitely
listening to fucking Lil Pump.
Hell
not
yeah.
Skating. Ripped jeans. Kill me.
Kill me.
Fucking kill me.
You got any big influences in graffiti?
In graph? Yeah, for sure, dude.
Tell me about him and tell me why.
Okay, so like I rep this crew, JYK. It's like MF1 and Danny Kress, like RIP.
For those that don't know MF1 or anything about JYK, tell us.
I'll let you in on the fact that he's the king of all graffiti and whatever the fuck piecer that you look up to is fucking used to look up to him. And you can go fucking, I can stamp it. But like, yeah, so they were the just like great influences for graffiti style. And my dad yelled at me one time with my homie who he writes Fricks, FTC, Pittsburgh, fucking one of the most active like streets, bombs of streets, pieces in the streets, slays freights, he's dope. And I've known him since I was a little kid. My dad fucking was like flipping out on us. He's like, oh, what, you want to be JYK? Because like, whatever. Like
legendary Pittsburgh crew.
Yeah, so it's like, it's I guess like a sister crew of NSF in a way, or was closer at a time. Like it's all homies, like good people, like everyone is tightly knit, like they mesh, they jive, those two crews, like
Jive Young Kids.
Yeah, Jive Young Kids, Junkyard Kings, I don't know, Jack and Your Kicks. It's just the shit that I grew up looking at. And so I guess graffiti's been in and out of my life a bunch, you know? But
yeah.
I always wanted to skate. Like, that's what I wanted to do, is to skate. And, but, you know, that shit's all over skating. It's everywhere.
So. Definitely. Well, it's funny, that story with your dad, you know, him asking if you want to be a Jive Young Kid, because here you are now, 2022.
Fucking.
And you're part of JYK, so.
Yeah.
I guess you're living your dream.
It's a dream. It's not a very high-aspirated dream, and I, you know... I love all you guys, all my OGs. I love everyone. Neko, don't be mad at me. But, you know, what the fuck type of high aspiration is to be in a goddamn graffiti crew? Like, go be a doctor, dude.
Well, dude, think about graffiti in general. The high aspiration is to put your name in a bunch of places that look crazy and look cool to other people. Right?
I think I got super stoked on being able to peep hella graffiti. Like, when my mom did pass, I went to Seattle. And I met iBeam, and we were close and shit. Shouts out to that dude, like, through whatever. Like, he put me onto graffiti. He was one of the first styles I ever saw, and I was like, that's fucking dope. Like, that's dope. Like, upside down, backwards, hollows on broad, like, straight up, just, like, on, like, the Broadway or whatever, like,
mm-hmm.
hot streets. Like, and I'm just like a toy, you know what I mean? I'm writing a different name and shit or whatever, like... And he's like, bro, I'm not writing with you type shit. Like, shit sucks, fool. Like, he just, like, I don't know. He was really real to me. He's, you know what I mean? So, I got, like, hella. It's like, I don't want to suck at this. Like, and just got super into it. And
definitely.
Just got really into I like to go do it. It's fun.
It is.
It used to be scary. But I think I was, like, trying to prove to myself that I could just do it at first. And then once I stopped fucking caring about, like, what the fuck it is and, like, how I just want to tap in. Like, and just make dope-ass shit. And, like, I don't know. Some people might hate my shit. I hate some of my shit. I don't know. I don't take it... Like...
The double D, man.